Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Sunday morning. Today we continue our series, taking a look at the expectations we might place on God or the expectations we place on our faith and how that can impact our faith and also our connection with each other. Today we take a look at Psalm 145, which is a psalm of praise. We'll be taking a look at this psalm and we'll be reminded of the compassion and the care that our God has for us. So I invite you to hear these words, starting at verse 1 of Psalm 145, and we'll read the whole psalm, so it's 21 verses. So hear these words. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. The might of your awesome deeds shall be proclaimed, and I will declare your greatness. They shall celebrate the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. The Lord is just in all his ways and kind in all his doings. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about our daily lives, and there's a lot to think about right now, it's not hard to reflect on all that we're experiencing, all that we have on our calendars, and how we're navigating so many different ways of interacting, of connecting in this pandemic time period. In fact, thinking about all those things can be exhausting, can be, you know, make you tired. The word I've used lately is weary to describe all the ways in which I know I have to navigate and go about, you know, my life. It can be tiring. It can be tiring hearing all of this, but it can also be distracting. Now, sometimes distraction is a good thing. If we are really concerned and stressed about something, there can be healthy distractions out there. Spending time with loved ones, you know, connecting, you know, over Zoom or in person, however we can connect, playing video games. There's healthy ways to find distraction, to keep your mind off of things that are concerning or bothering. But distracting can also work in a way that is not so healthy. In fact, distraction can pull us away from the hope and the love that our God has for us. In fact, we can become distracted from the care and the presence that God extends to us. Some of this distraction comes from all the news and the media that comes our way, all the information. In the midst of all of these things, all the news, all the challenging things that we're hearing about, all the things we hear about our loved ones going through, the concern and the worry, instead of being focused on the care and the love that our God has for us, we become distracted. We become pulled away into that anxiety, into that fear, into the fears that may be rational, and some fears that may be irrational. And this, for us, as a people of faith, is not what God has in store for us. I don't believe God has this in store for anyone, where we are so consumed by our stresses, our anxiety, that all those distractions, that we forget the presence of God in our lives. Now, folks in my congregations and folks who have known me for some time probably are well aware I have really two big themes to my ministry, two big themes that I share in my sermons and my messages, that it creeps in one way or the other. And this is, you know, part of, I believe, my calling to share, you know, these two things. The first is grounded in Romans 8, the idea and the hope and the promise that nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. And the second is a kind of a variation on that, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we are experiencing, our God is with us. Now, when we become distracted, I believe, when we become sucked in to things that pull us away from these two things, that is when I believe we find ourselves even more exhausted, even more tired. And we may even begin to wonder if our God notices us, if our God is aware of us. And you build on those distractions, the messages that can come from those distractions. And we may begin thinking that from those messages that we are on our own, that we have been separated from hope, that we've been pulled away. I don't believe this is the case with our God and with Christ. In fact, I believe because Christ was fully human, you know, as Christians we see Christ as fully human and fully divine, because he was fully human and experienced all those human emotions, all the human anxieties, the stresses, the concerns, I believe this shows us and teaches us of the great compassion and presence that our God has for us. Because our God experienced, you know, the human experience, experienced all the things that we go through because of Christ, I believe our God has great compassion and care for us. And I believe our God sees us. Yes, we may get pulled away by the distractions in our lives and pulled away by all the news that comes our way, all the stressors and the anxieties we have in our life, but I truly believe that nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, and that our God is with us. I'm reminded so much of this compassion and this care in verses 8 and 9 of the psalm that we read today. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. Brothers and sisters, I believe we are called to remember, embrace this promise, this compassion that is shared to us by our God, who is generous and gracious and cares deeply about us. So today, if you are feeling that you are all alone, that you are struggling, that it feels like the world is stacked against you, our God is with you. Yes, those feelings are real. Yes, they're a part of our human experience, and it happens. But I'm here to tell you that I believe our God is with you. Our God surrounds you, and that nothing that we may fear, none of the anxieties, none of the concerns that we have, none of those things can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let us be reminded and may we be grounded in this compassion and this care for us. We may expect that we are alone. We may expect that the world is against us, but it is our God who is for us, our God who is with us. And it is through Christ that we have life. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that is what we are called to expect as followers of Christ. We're expected to love, to be reminded of that love from Christ, and to know that there is life everlasting, now and for all of our days. Amen.